Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
So amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing
given
to me,
for every valley, you used to train
to me,
send me, I don't deserve your.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
love mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing
given to me,
for every valley,
you used to
strengthen me, I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy.
so amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. So amazing. Yes, you are, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, everyone, to Sunday service here at 2 p.m. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, and we'd like to welcome you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we welcome you this day. Everyone is tuning in today. We just thank God for you. Thank you that you decided today to be here with us, to touch and agree, trust in God for it all. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare right now that it is so. Huh? And it shall be no other way. What do you say, Pastor Manning? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God this day. We thank God this day. Amen. My husband said, you normally pray first. That's at the 10 o'clock time. It's 2 o'clock, so we thank God. Hallelujah. We just want to welcome everyone today. Just thank you, God, for new mercy and new grace. Thank you, God, for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in the life of his children. And we are God's children. If it's your first time being here with us in Sunday service here at 2 o'clock, we want to welcome you personally. We want to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, combining our faith with your faith this day. Amen. Trusting God to do what seems and has been impossible for you and for man to do, knowing that God can do all things, amen, but fail. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're tuned in on the website at Blog Talk Radio and you want us to pray for you and with you at this time, please call in to the church line at 845-277-9213. Welcome once again. Welcome this Sunday, August the 8th. Amen. Time is going by. Time is really flying by. And we thank God for this time, amen, that God has given us. So we take the time that God has given us to give him our honor, praise, and glory for all that God is doing. If you join me in prayer at this time, amen. If you'll just enter in right now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Let's give God all praise, glory, and honor because he is worthy of our praise. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God, that you've given us, oh God. We thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our hearts. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for keeping us and our family members and loved ones, oh God. We thank you that we didn't get a phone call in the wee hours of the night saying that one of us had went home, oh God, but you, oh God, kept us, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, clothing our right mind, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that even right now as we come touching in the creek, combining our faith, oh God, that you're already moving, oh God, turning things around for our good. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We declare and declare your goodness on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we confess our sins to ye one another, oh God. We repent right now. We turn back to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we come to be changed on today, oh God, for you are the power and we are the clay. Oh Lord, break us and mold us about the way that you want us to be, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our mind with the mind of Christ right now and our will with your will, Father God. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh Lord. You are our God. We exalt you right now. We give you thanks, amen, to your name, Father God, for you have worked on the plan from long before the earth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and pray for faithfulness according to Isaiah 25:1. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, oh God, that you are our strength and our sorrow. And you, oh, you have become our salvation. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we're thanking. You are our God, and we exalt you according to Exodus 15:2-3. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, oh God, that our mouth will speak the praise of the Lord. All flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever. According to Psalm 145:21, praise be to your glory, say forever. And hallelujah, may the whole earth be filled with your glory. According to Psalms 72:19, the Lord lives. Praise be to our rock. Exalted by God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless our hearts and your children today, oh God. Oh, Lord, bless our minds, oh God. Let peace come and be still, oh God. We pray for divine restoration right now, oh God, that you restore, oh God, your children, oh God. Hallelujah to your righteousness, Father God. Oh, Lord, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue in our bodies, oh God. Bring in healing to our body, Father God, and strength to our bones right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, we love some loved one, oh God. We pray, oh God, God of all comfort. Oh, to comfort your children right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we declare and declare that weeping may be you for our life, but joy cometh in the morning. We declare and declare joy right now as our portion. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, the living God, have your way right now. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh Lord, search our hearts and mind, oh God. If you find any wicked way of error in us, let it be revealed right now and take it out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecution, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now and in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, spirit. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious with the power of his life against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rules of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We claim our victory and faith today through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We declare according to Joel 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious with the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We declare and declare right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. That we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. That greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We declare and declare new beginnings for our life. In the life of our family members and loved ones. Here we're showing the blessings and favor of the Lord our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, when you bless, bless us, oh God. When you multiply us, oh God, as the sand of the seashore. Amen. And the stars in the sky. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, the blood covered Psalm 91 over through and around about us. Our spirit, mind, will, emotions, ego, libido, imagination, thoughts, and all subconscious areas and physical beings, all spiritual, natural doors and openings coming into our lives. And our properties, the atmosphere above, around, and about us. And our homes, cars, lands, properties, animals, vehicles, and workplaces. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We put our us right there before Almighty God. God, and we operated it to the fullest, amen, and then we're accepted in the kingdom of God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens of today, oh God, we ask in Jesus' name for the God that you remove every boundary, oh God, every parking shop that's hindering us and from getting to our blessing, amen, that is stopping us from receiving our healing, our deliverance, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Father. Hallelujah to your name, God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. That part of the Lord shot in my heart. Oh, Lord, we thank you for loving us, oh God. That you love us so much, you sent your only begotten Son to save us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we give it all over to you right now. We surrender all that we are to all that you are right now. And we decree and declare you to be the head of our life and the lifter of our heads, Father. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, that you would bless every household that's on the line today, oh God, every situation. Oh, Lord, that your children are concerned about. We ask that you move mighty right now, Father God. Hey, God, it is here, Shanaba. Oh, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you will open up our eyes to see, oh God, your wondrous work, oh God. Lord, we ask that you, hallelujah, unstop our ears, oh God, where we have been, hallelujah, deceived, where we've been deaf to hear what you're saying to us, oh God, removing, hallelujah, every spiritual deafness right now, that we will operate according to your will and your plan and not according to the word, oh God, that we will be, hallelujah, all that you have called us to be, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let that be a renewing of our mind on today by your word as we receive it today here in service, oh God, that our life will be changed for the better, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask for to receive right now wisdom, amen, and revelation and knowledge, oh God, so we can apply your word to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God's sight, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask that you bless the pastor on today, oh God, your servant, oh God, your son, oh God, your anointed one today, oh God, as he bring the word forth on today, that you will bless him, oh God, that he will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, oh, that all that we hear on today, lives will be changed for the better. People will be healed, delivered, and set free, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh, Lord, refresh your anointing that's all our life, oh God. Let us receive fresh strength, fresh fire, fresh anointing, fresh oil, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, first strength, oh God, to carry on. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of your servant. Hallelujah. Joel on today, Joel Washington, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen him, bless him and his household, oh God. And all that you called him to do, oh God, that when he's seen you, seen the words that you put in his mouth, oh God, that strongholds and soul ties and strong men and prison doors will open up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, to release the captives, oh God. Lord, bring healing to the sick, amen, and deliver to those that have been, hallelujah, demonized, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we ask that you continue to order steps for your worship, that a good man steps for order, oh God. So, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you continue to order steps, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We call upon you. Hallelujah, Lord. The moon continues to end our lives. Hallelujah. As we get out the way on today, we ask you, oh God, to have your way. Have your way right now in this service. Hallelujah. Whatever the enemy has caused separation, we pray right now. Oh, for God, for divine unity in every home, in every family right there. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that we cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents, every trickery, hallelujah, every scheme and technique of the devil. We cancel right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare the devil, you are defeated, so nothing that you try to do will work. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, because we are conquerors. Hallelujah, through Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you increase the spirit of discernment upon your children, that we will discern that is evil and what that is good of you. Okay, Lord. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Have your way in this place. We welcome you right now, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, because you are the very one that leads us. You guides us, hallelujah, in all truth and sincerity in the mighty name of Jesus. So we welcome you. We thank you for being our partner, hallelujah. We thank you for residing on the inside, hallelujah. We thank you that when we come to you, Holy Spirit, that you show us all things, hallelujah. You guard us and protect us in all things, hallelujah, because you love us so much, so much. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us the comforter, the advocate, hallelujah, for us to be able to turn to when we get off the path of righteousness, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us Christ Jesus, hallelujah, to be the very person that we go to when we are in need. For you tell us, Father God, that we cannot come to the kingdom unless we come through Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you made it right. You made it just like that. You made it like that for a reason, Father God, because you knew, hallelujah, that without Jesus, hallelujah, would not be able to do anything but fail, hallelujah. But in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we can do all things, hallelujah. For your word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So, Father God, because of what you have said already, and by the word of our testimony, we say that we are strengthened in Christ Jesus in all things, hallelujah. That we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us, hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that you teach us all things in your word, Father God. We thank you that every single day when we wake up in the morning, hallelujah, we can get in your word, hallelujah. Because we know, Father God, and we realize that every single time that we get in your word, hallelujah, the word gets inside of us. This is what you told us over here in John chapter 15, hallelujah. If we would abide in you, that you would abide in us, hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, Father God, that same word that we have placed our eyes on, it has a way of changing our minds, hallelujah. It has a way of changing our heart, hallelujah. It has a way of changing our attitudes, hallelujah. And we thank you that your word, Father God, that when we put it in on the inside, hallelujah, when the time comes to be able to speak, that we will speak your word and not no word of anybody else, hallelujah. See, we only speak the word of God, your word, because we belong to you, hallelujah. See, we will not speak the words of a stranger because we do not know who the stranger, the words of a stranger. We will only speak of you because we are of you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So we realize that we are here in this world, and we realize that we will face trials and tribulations. But we thank you, Father God, that we are not of this world, hallelujah. We thank you that your grace is sufficient enough, that you have equipped us for all things in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your blood, hallelujah, your precious blood. See, this is what we know to do, hallelujah. Even when we don't know what to do, we know to plead your blood because we realize that what you have already done and what you have done, hallelujah, you have conquered it all, hallelujah, through your precious blood. So we plead your blood between us and Satan. We plead your blood between us and the flesh. We plead your blood between us and the world. We plead your precious blood because your blood is our atonement, hallelujah. It covers us, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for your blood. We thank you that every single member of your body, hallelujah, are covered and protected by this blood, hallelujah, this precious blood. And we thank you, Father God, that every single member of your body, hallelujah, you have created us to love one another. You have created us to love one another. You have created us to depend on one another. You have a specific plan for every single body. And we just want to say thank you that you chose us to be a part of your body. You have chosen us to be able to do what you have called us to do, and that's serve, hallelujah, serve you by serving one another, loving one another, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We have so many things that we can thank you for, Father God, but we're going to start right here. This is the day that you have made, hallelujah, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it because you are good and you are more than worthy to be praised. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can praise you, hallelujah. Bless your holy name because you have blessed us so, so much. We thank you, Father God, that we are the apple of your eye. We thank you, Father God, that we are the focus of your delight, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that every single thing that is concerning us, you are concerned about it, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you know us better than we know ourselves. You know every single hair that's on on our head, Father God. So that means that you know us, Father God. We don't even know, Father, but we think that you know. So we thank you, Father God, that you know us. We thank you, Father God, that you love us. We thank you, Father God, that you have mercy on us. We thank you, Father God, that you do not judge us, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, because you are our Father. You do nothing more than just love on us and love on us and love on us and show us how to love one another. We decree and we declare that all that we prayed about on this evening, hallelujah, that it is so, hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody that do agree, say amen, amen again. If you believe and receive that, say I believe and I receive, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We just thank God, you are, for all that is here in Sunday service. We thank God for you. We thank God for all that God has done. We thank God for Jesus,
hallelujah,
that he sent Jesus. We're just so grateful to be here one more time. We were here at 10 a.m. We're back here at 2 p.m. And just letting the Holy Spirit have his way in this service on today. We're going to have a song selection here by Brother Joel Washington. And then we're going to have our scripture reading, and then we'll have another song, and then the preacher word from Pastor Boyce, amen, and on today, amen. Hallelujah. Brother Joel, God bless you. Welcome back.
Yes, I'm so glad to be back with y'all this afternoon. God has really been good to me. You know, I just want to thank y'all for all the prayers you put out for my church member and her family. You know, God knows best, and I know they really enjoy what y'all did this morning. You know, I'm gonna do a two verses of an old song. You know, Reverend Manny, you probably remember, and I'm sure you remember, Miss Manny, and because it's just two verses that I'm gonna do.
Okay.
God be over great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. I am weak, but thou, almighty, hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me until I want no more. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me until I want no more. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me until I want no more. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me until I want no more. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Brother Joel, you know, for blessing us, you know, so much, you know, with songs. We thank you for being in position. You know, you could be anywhere. And just to be right here in this place, you know, right here, singing, you know, just singing your heart out, hallelujah. We appreciate you, you know, being up here, you know, on this platform with us, you know, helping us to do God's work.
I thank you so much. I thank you. I got to, and believe me now, you know, people just calling, it's another minister want me to come to her church at 5 o'clock and sing again, and I'm gonna go, because when you put your word out there, you got to do just what the Lord say do, and that's just what I'm doing. I just thank y'all so much.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we have our scripture reading, and I'll be bringing the scripture reading for out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 14 through 17. And I'll be coming out the New King James Version, Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 14 through 17. The Bible reads, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. Verse 17 says, for you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. The Bible saying you all to us, you all the readers were familiar with the ceremonial cleansing ritual that prepared them for worship, and they knew that they had to be holy or clean in order to enter the temple. Sin always blocks our vision of God. So if we want to see God, we must renounce sin and obey him. Holiness is coupled with living in peace. A right relationship with God leads to right relationships with fellow believers, everyone. Although we will not always feel loving toward all other believers, we must pursue peace as we become more Christ-like. You are like a small root that grows into a great tree. Bitterness springs up in our hearts and overshadows even our deepest Christian relationships. A root of bitterness comes when we allow disappointments to grow into resentment or when we nurse grudges over past hurts. Bitterness brings with it jealousy, dissension, and immorality, you all. When the Holy Spirit fills us, however he can, heal the hurt that causes bitterness. And I'll wrap up here, you all. Esau's story here, and we look at verse 16 and 17, shows us that mistakes and sins sometimes have everlasting consequences. So even repentance and forgiveness do not always eliminate sin's consequences. How often do you make decisions based on what you want now rather than on what you need in the long run? Please evaluate the long-range effects of your decisions and actions. I ask you, Father God, in Jesus' name, to add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. Hallelujah. God bless you all in Jesus' name. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and then we'll be back for the preach word from our very own pastor, Dora Faye Manny. God bless you all.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter.
Everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise.
We give God all glory, honor, and praise and all the admiration on today for all that God is doing, even right now as we come today, combining our faith, amen, trusting God to do, hallelujah, the impossible for me, for you, and for your family, amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we've come to the sermon part of service to receive the preached word from Pastor Doris. Amen. And so at this time, I present to you all a man after God's own heart, a man that is willing to pray for you and with you, a man that embodies wisdom, a man who is smart with his money, a man with good work ethics, a man that bears the fruit of the Spirit, a man who is willing to be a spiritual leader, amen, a man who keeps his word, amen. I introduce to you God's prophet and senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministries, my handsome and loving, faithful husband, Pastor Doris, say Manning. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction here. Oh, my beautiful wife. Yeah, I really do appreciate it. I would like for every single one to give God some glory. Give him some glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, give God some glory. You know, God is so worthy to be praised. We thank God for this opportunity just to be in his presence. We thank God. Don't you know when you're in the presence of the Lord? Hallelujah. You are right there in that place of abundant favor, favor, unmeasurable favor. So this is the reason why we thank God so much. Hallelujah for being in his presence. So we just help everybody, you know, just help me to welcome the Holy Spirit, you know, into this place.
Yes,
welcome the Holy Spirit into your homes. Welcome the Holy Spirit into your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the mighty name
we thank
of
God.
Jesus.
Amen. Yes, thank God. Thank
Amen.
God. Thank God. Today I have a word here for every single body that is in Sunday service here. I have a word here today. You know, God has been working on me with this word. I tried to give a little bit here to Apostle, but it was just so much. You know, I couldn't give it all. I couldn't give it all, but I'm going to try to do my best. I'm going to give you what God has given to me. He's really been placing this on my heart here. Today, God has placed on my heart to give a message about faith factor versus fear factors. Faith factors versus fear factors. You know, let us come together in prayer before we get started. Father God, we thank you. We thank you so much, Father God, for being with us. We thank you so much, Father God, for speaking so mightily into our lives, Father God. We thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit to be able to minister to us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us the Holy Spirit that ministers, you know, all, you know, that you have for us to be able to see, all that you have for us to be able to hear, all that you have for us to be able to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our instructor, for being our teacher, for being our guide, hallelujah, for being with us, hallelujah, when we go into places, in and out of places, whether we go physically or whether we go in them spiritually, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our all in all, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you allow
scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add or take away from it. Hallelujah. We pray that Holy Spirit, you be the word that is spoken, that they will may hear you, hallelujah, and not hear me, but hear you in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty
all unclean thoughts and unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the mighty name of Jesus in the word of our testimony. And we say, be ye removed from this place and be cast into the sea in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all that do agree, say amen, amen again.
Amen.
Now, this lesson here is very strategic. And I thank God, you know, for being so precise. You know, when you hear a word from God, see, God is not going to give you a word that you're going to be guessing about what to do. You're going to be guessing. You know, what is it, you know, that you're trying to say, Lord? See, every single thing that God says to you, you need to know that it's for you to trust it. It's not only for you to trust it, it's for you to believe in it, and not just right there for you to believe in it, it's for you to physically move your feet. Hallelujah. Where did he say move your feet? What did he say move your hand? Whether he say praise him, hallelujah. Whether he say take heed, hallelujah, of the instructions that I have for you, my son, or the instructions that I have for you, my daughter, because it's something that I need for you to do. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Have your way.
So we thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So now if you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me first here to the book of 2 Timothy. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of 2 Timothy, and we'll start right here in 2 Timothy. We'll start right here at the first verse. 2 Timothy, we'll start right here at the first verse here. Fear factors versus faith factors. Faith factors versus fear factors. Now, to understand who you are, you need to understand that there are spiritual forces that governs you. You need to understand this. You are not just a person that can live all on your own without a governing spirit or a leader or a master, or you cannot live in this life all on your own will. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Now,
Amen.
Let me explain this to you. Us as being human beings, we do have the right to do our own will. That means we have the right to make choices. But you need to understand, you know, because we have the right to make choices, and also because we have the right to have a good emotion or a bad emotion or have think about things, and we also have a right to be able to feel, to think and to feel. But you need to understand this. Even though you have that right to do that, there's still a governing spirit. There's still someone, a higher spirit that's governing you, that's moving you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Over here in the book of 2 Timothy, let's start right here. Fear factors versus faith factors. So let's start right here with the truth. See, it's always good to start with the truth, because when you start with the truth, there's a great possibility that you will end with the truth. But if you start with your own truth, then guess what? There is a great possibility that you will end with your own truth as well. 2 Timothy, I said we'll start at 1, but let's start right here at 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 15, it reads here, study to show thyself approved unto God.
Yes.
A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of truth. Amen. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman not needing to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so I want to show you how this relates to faith factors in one's life and fear factors of one's life. So we need to understand, you know, first off, let's understand what is the word of truth. We need to understand what the truth is. You know, once you have the truth that right here in your eyesight, it's right here at your fingertips. You know, you have it to where you can look upon it. You have it to where you can study it. You have it to where you can possess it. You can take it. You can receive it. So that means once you have the truth, then that means that you have something to be able to live off of. You know, this is a factor. This is a fact. You know, if you have the truth on the inside, then you are so much more likely to tell the truth if you have faith, you know, in it. Amen. So here it is, the word of truth. My Lord, my God, God knows this is so very important. You know, I'm gonna stay right here for a second here and Timothy, I was going to go somewhere else, but the Holy Spirit is telling me, no, you stay right here. You know, the word of truth. See, this is the very thing that we should have in our hearts. This is the very thing that should come out of our mouth. This is the very thing that we should walk in every single day, all the days of our life while we're living. Hallelujah. We should be walking in the truth. See, the word of truth. The word of truth is, we have Jesus Christ, our resurrected Lord and Savior, full of mercy, full of grace,
yes, Lord,
and full of truth. Hallelujah. See, this is the word of truth, and that is the truth, and nothing that you can do about it. Jesus Christ, who have been resurrected from the dead, hallelujah, by the power and the blood, by the power and the blood, by the Holy Spirit. See, this is the truth. And see, this is what you need to be having faith in. This is a fact, you know, that he's definitely risen. You know, he is alive, hallelujah, and that he's coming again. See, this is the truth.
Yes, Lord.
This is where our center focus should be. This is what we should be centering our whole lives off of, that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is our Lord and Savior, resurrected from the dead by the Holy Spirit, sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, hallelujah, coming again to judge the dead and the living, hallelujah. He's coming again for the dead first, and then the living. So this is the truth. So let's start off with the truth. Now, if you don't know that, then that means that there is a factor that you may be leaning toward. And when I'm talking about that factor that you're leaning toward, you may be leaning toward what you know to be true that have been taught to you by someone other than the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. And what I'm saying is you might have been taught something which will cause something to happen in your life that is not by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is the truth, that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is full of mercy and grace and truth. See, our placed faith, so you place your faith in him. When you place your faith into Jesus Christ, you get full. Amen. When you place your faith into our risen Savior, so you get full. What you get full of? So you get full of the same thing that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. You get full of the resurrection power. Hallelujah. And once you get full of the resurrection power, you experience something. And the very thing that you experience is what you experience first. You experience love. Hallelujah. And when you begin to experience love by the resurrection power, you begin to experience what is love and what's not love. You get to experience what is truth and what is not true. Hallelujah. You get to experience so many things in Christ because of the resurrection power that you have got full of. That's why I say you place your faith into Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has overcame the world and sits on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. Everybody that agrees with that, say amen. Amen.
Amen.
And this is the truth. That's why you got to start out with the truth. So now, once you get full of the truth, you get full of God's goodness. And when you get full of God's goodness, there is something for you to do. When you get full of God's goodness, it is for you to know that you have been saved from this world. You have been saved from sin and death.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have been saved from the grave. You have been resurrected with Christ. You to do the work. Hallelujah. This is what you get full of. You get full of the Holy Spirit for you to do the work. See, this is a faith factor. This is a factor of faith.
Right.
Now, if you believe in that, then what you are saying that you're believed in, you're believing in the power and the blood of the Holy Spirit. How many believe in the power and the blood of the Holy Spirit? Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So now, the power and the blood of the Holy Spirit that resides on the inside by faith that you believe in, it causes you to do something, or it compels you to do something, or it moves you to do something. Well, what is that for us to do then, Pastor? I hear what you're saying. Well, it's for you to serve God by loving others how God intended for you to love one another. But you first have to get you have to get Christ. You have to get love first. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
And when you get love, hallelujah, like Apostle Tawanika, like she preached to her, when you get love, you get changed. I believe she said when you get Christ, you get changed. But see, she said the same thing. When you get love, you get changed. You see, when you get Christ, see, a change goes on the inside. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but you have to not just get the Holy Spirit to reside on the inside to do nothing. You have to get the word of God. Hallelujah. You have to get the written word of God. And I mean specifically, you have to get full of the word of grace. You have to get full of grace. You have to get full of this word, because when you get full of grace, because Jesus Christ is full of grace, now you know what it means to serve. Now you can serve somebody in love. Now you can forgive somebody. Now you can have mercy. Amen. You can have mercy on someone, you know, for their misfortunes or for their mistakes or for their downfalls, you know, for saying something or doing something that was outside of Christ. You can be full. You can have the truth, but you know the truth. This is a faith factor. This is a faith factor, and this is for you to do the work. See, now here it is, Apostle Paul here. Let's go ahead on over here to, let's go ahead over to the scripture. Let's read this over here, because I don't want you to hang on what I say. I want you to read this in scripture. I'm going to read what scripture says. 2 Timothy chapter 1 here, and let's start right here at verses 1. It says, this letter from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, and I'm reading this from the New Living Translation. Whatever translation you have, you know, it reads maybe a little different, but it's saying the same thing. It says, I have been sent to tell others about the life he has promised through faith in Jesus Christ. Hey, this is another factor. This is a faith factor. See, you know, the word of God is full of faith factors. And the fact of the matter is, you know, that you need to, you know, be just like follow the example, you know, of Apostle Paul right here in this place. And he's telling you there, you know, what to do when you don't know what to do. Amen. 2 says, I am writing to Timothy, my dear son, May God, the Father, and Christ Jesus, our Lord, give you grace, mercy, and peace. Amen. 3 says, Timothy, I thank God for you, the God I serve with clear conscience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The God I serve with clear conscience, just as my ancestors did. Night and day, I continually to remember you in my prayer. 4 says, I long to see you again, for I remember your tears as we parted, and I will be filled with joy when we are together again. 5 reads here, I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and I know that same faith continues strong in you. Let's put a period right there. What Apostle Paul, what are you saying over here, you know, to Timothy, is that pray for you day and night. He was longing to see you again. Hallelujah. He remembered. Mm-hmm. So he's saying that he's with clear conscience, you know, when he prayed, when he's praying, you know, for you, he's with clear conscience. And we too, you know, should be with clear conscience. See, Apostle Paul, you know, he's full of faith. See, he know, you know, that he has to encourage, you know, this young evangelist, you know, he has to encourage, you know, Timothy, you know, to stay full of grace, to stay full of mercy, to stay full of truth. We realize, you know, right here at this time, I imagine, you know, Timothy being a young pastor, you know, he could have been faced with a lot of rule keepers, and he could have been faced, you know, with a lot of people in the church that knows the law, but they still want to live by the law. I would imagine so. But here it is, you know, in 15, when it says to study, to show yourself approved unto God. See, it is for us to be full of faith. Hallelujah. Not to get full of fear. See, it's not for us. Hallelujah. It's not for us, you know, to thinking that, you know, God has not put in us all that we need to be able to do the work. Hallelujah. So he's saying that, you know, you study that word. You study that word. He said you're full of genuine faith, according to scripture over here in 5, you know, genuine faith. How many can say that they have genuine faith? How many can say that? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, this is what we should have, you know, that genuine faith. Faith in what? Faith in the word of truth. Now, if you have a leader or a mother or a father or uncle or somebody that have taught you, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ, you know, is who you should trust in, then, you know, you should be in a place of being grateful of thanking them, that they, especially if they already gone on to glory. You should be able to, you should be thanking them because they left you with something for you to be able to live off of, something for you able to live by, you know, live a life that's, you know, upright, you know, and pleasing in the sight of God. Because they knew that one day that, you know, that they're not going to be with you, and you should have something to be able to live off of. They taught you something. They taught you to trust in God. So we can find ourselves, you know, having faith, you know, we could be putting faith into a man, we're putting faith into a woman, we could put faith into things. We can find ourselves putting faith in them, but our faith should be right there in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So full of faith there. And 6 read here. We'll read 6. 6 says, this is why I reminded you to fan into the flames the spiritual gift God gave you when he laid my hands on you. Hallelujah. When I laid my hands on you, he says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timid, but power, love, and self-discipline. Let's start right here. So now you're seeing the difference between faith factors and fear factors. Now, I don't know what's on the inside of you. I don't know if you're full of faith or not. Mm-hmm. Because the mouth can say one thing, but the heart can feel or can or be moving in another direction. So you can say Lord, Lord, Lord all you want. You can say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus all you want. But see, here is the test. When something happens in your life, hallelujah, when you're facing death, hallelujah, when something happens to one of your children, hallelujah, when something happens to your mama, something happened to your daddy, when something happens to somebody you love, see, what are you full of? It'll slip out. Hallelujah. Because if you are full of grace and you're full of mercy, you're full of truth, and you know that Jesus Christ, you know, is in it all, and you have that right relationship with God, then you should know that anything that causes you to fear, it is not of God. It is not of God. And if you're full of fear, when something happens, hallelujah, fear will come out. Amen.
Help me. Jesus.
So now, because you have Jesus Christ residing on the inside, I want to tell you that this is a faith factor. So you have to study to show yourself approved unto God. Because when the time comes, hallelujah, can God use you to speak into any situation that shows up? Or is it Satan going to use you when a situation shows up? See, there's two governing spirits. So you have the spirit of God, and then you have the spirit of Satan. We know that every single body that is full of the word of God, that means that you're full of faith, hallelujah. That means you're full of mercy, hallelujah. You're full of grace, and you're full of truth. But here it is, that anybody that is full of Satan, you're full of hell, you're full of anger, you're full of wrath,
Jesus.
You're full of strife,
Jesus.
You're full of greed,
Jesus.
You're full of pride,
Jesus.
You're full of
Jesus.
Yourself. Don't you know that when something happens, hallelujah, it's going to slip out too, and it's going to tell every
Jesus.
Single body who you belong to. It's going to tell everybody who is the governing spirit that's governing your life, hallelujah. See, this is a
Jesus.
Faith factor. And this is a fear factor. See, any fear that we know that comes from Satan. Don't you know that fear is the breeding ground for how Satan is able to move in your life or how to get things happen, you know, because of fear? Don't you know fear is an enemy of faith? Now, if I'm supposed to have faith, let's use it as an example. If supposed to, you know, have faith in, I'm married. So if I'm supposed to have faith in that my marriage is going to be prosperous, then that means that I have to be placed in a place of the word of God, be placed in the word of God, you know, me knowing that because of the word of God lives on the inside, I don't have to fear anything about my marriage not working out right. Because I'm full of the word of God. I'm full of the faith in God. I know that God, you know, he ordains marriage. And because he ordains marriage, he wants us to always put him in the middle. He wants us to always be in his word and refer back to his word. You know, when something happens in my marriage, for me to be able to live off of. This is, you know, the love that God has for us. But if I'm full of fear, if I see something not going right in my marriage, and here it is, I'm full of fear, and I begin to think, oh, well, this right here happened, so now I know what's going to happen now. And then I start doing things. I start operating in fear. What I have done is I have taken and placed myself, you know, in the fear that does not come from God, according to Scripture here. See, fear don't come from God. See, that came from somewhere. That came from somewhere. There was an attack that came up somewhere, and it caused me to think. And then when it caused me to think, it causes me to, you know, have an emotion. It causes me to feel something. And that's a fear factor. And then here it is, when I start moving in a direction according to how I feel, it's going to be based off of if I'm full of faith or if I'm full of fear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no way around that. I don't know how God can be able to help you when here it is, he done gave you every single thing. God done gave you his word to have faith in. God done gave you Jesus Christ to have faith in. God done gave himself for you to have faith in. God done save you from the world and to save you from the worldly, hallelujah, for you to have faith in. But here it is, all that God have done is you don't see it in your relationship. You don't see it in your life because you believe in the fear that have came upon you because of something that was suggested that did not come from God. That's a fear factor. Amen.
Amen.
I'm reminded of this there was a sitcom. There was a show that used to come on television. It was called Fear Factor. Now, most of us have seen this show. It was called Fear Factor. See, Fear Factor was a collective group of men and women together. They were have to perform something that they could very well have been in fear of. And anybody was able to do the work or perform or overcome their fear, they would make it to the next level. And what was happening was it would start out with a big group of people, and they'll be on this show, and it's called Fear Factor. They could be doing anything from, I mean, it was just some stuff that was gross that I'm not going to say what they were doing. But then it was all stuff like jumping out of airplanes or driving a car or being handcuffed underneath, inside of a car underwater. You know, all these were fear factors. So obviously, whoever produced this show, they must have asked, you know, these group of individuals something, what is it that they would fear? And, you know, it's got to be a test. You have to be tested. Fear has to be tested. And I'm saying that, you know, just to say this, you know, just like the show, whichever one was able to endure to the end, whichever one that was able to overcome their fears, there was a prize at the end. Hallelujah. And that prize at the end, it was very profitable for them. Hallelujah. But don't you know whoever written that show or had that show, you know, they got that from the word of God? Because the same thing with you. See, every single thing that's in your life that you fear, don't you know that you have the word of God? See, the word of God is for you to overcome your fear. See, when you got the word of God, every single time that fear shows up, you should say what the word of God says. And every single time that fear shows up again, you say what the word of God says. Because every single time that you say what the word of God says, see, fear has to flee. Don't you realize that fear and faith is just is saying the same thing as light and darkness. Every single time that darkness shows up, see, fear is no more than evilness, is no more than darkness. See, when darkness shows up, see, you have to say what God says. You have to say what the light says. Because when you say what the light says, see, the light is going to shine through all darkness. See, it's a faith factor or the fear factor of who you are. See, don't be full of fear. Hallelujah. Be full of faith.
Yes,
see, if you're going to choose anything, you should choose the word of God. Because when you choose the word of God, you get full of it. And when you get full of it, you can speak to these situations. You can speak to this all darkness that shows up in your life. You can speak to that situation you know, that shows up as well. You can speak to it. You can tell what thus said the Lord. See, when you say what thus said the Lord and you're standing on these principles, hallelujah, that's the light that's going to shine through all dark. When faith shows up, hallelujah, fear has to go. But see, it works just the opposite. If you're full of fear, hallelujah, then that means that all of the fear that you have on the inside, your faith has to go too. See, both cannot be in the same place. So you can't be full of fear and also be full of faith, because you're either going to be one or you're going to be the other. You're going to be in faith or you're going to be in fear. See, Apostle Tawanika preached a message this morning talking about don't be a hypocrite. Hallelujah. Don't be a hypocrite. See, don't be a person that says one thing but you're doing something else. See, don't be in that place to where you're reading the Word of God. You're coming to church, so you're practicing, but don't be in that place where you're doing all the practice, and then when it's time to actually do the work, you don't do nothing. You go right back to who you used to be. You go right back to that place of doing what you used to do, saying what you used to say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, being a hypocrite, hallelujah, is just pretty much saying that, God, I know that you did it, hallelujah, but I don't trust and believe that what you did, that I can do it too. Well, you need to analyze who you are. Because if you're going to be a hypocrite, hallelujah, you're going to say one thing, you're going to do something else, then you need to know that it's fear that's operating on the inside of you. When fear operates on the inside of you, you are giving Satan all the access to your body. Don't you know that when fear shows up, anger shows up? Hallelujah. Don't you know when fear shows up, then that means that wrath and strife shows up? Hallelujah. When fear shows up, then that means pride shows up. When fear shows up, then it means greed shows up. When fear shows up, then it means laziness shows up. Resentfulness shows up. Sloth shows up. Don't you know that Satan shows up every single time that fear shows up? See, this is a strategic plan that comes by Satan. He know I got to get you to fear. Because if I can get you to fear, I can get you out the Word of God. But we thank God that he has given us his Word. God says in his Word, he says that if you can capture the thief, you can make them pay you 7 pence. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God also says that the thief comes to steal, comes to kill, and destroy. That's what Satan comes to do. And he do that through fear. But we thank God.
Yes,
he said, but I have come, hallelujah, that you may have life, and you may have it in more abundance. So I'm going to choose life. I'm going to choose to have faith in God. So I'm going to choose to have faith in God. I'm going to choose to have faith in the Word and what he said. When God speaks to me, I know that he said it because I can find it in his Word. And I know that if it's something that is said is in my mind, and that it has me in a place to where I'm feeling vulnerable and feeling emotional and feeling a whole lot of fear, I know God didn't say that. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
I know that came from Satan. It came from Satan
my
to
Lord.
Get me out of the Word, to get me out of love, to get in trouble.
My Lord.
So we thank you, Father God.
Yes,
we thank you, Father God.
Yes,
that the fact is, the fact of the matter is that you love us. That's the fact. The fact of the matter is that you are truth. It's a fact that you have already defeated Satan. You have already overcame the world. Hallelujah. So by faith, by my faith, in the word of my testimony, my faith will say and lean and move to what you have already done. Anything in my life right now, I speak to you, any fear that's in my life, any ungodliness that is in my life, I speak to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say you cease your work. Hallelujah. And you die at the root and you come out in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the word of God says that I have authority over you, fear. I have authority to speak to you, fear, with what thus said the Lord. See, I'm not going to be full of you, fear. I'm going to be full of God. I'm going to be full of faith. Hallelujah. Because as great as he that is in me, than he that is in the world. Devil, you can't do nothing to me. You can't stop this. You can't touch this. Hallelujah. Because I belong to God. Isaiah 54 says, great is the peace of my children because they are taught of the Lord. Hallelujah. Faith factors. Fear factors. Which one of you? Don't be a hypocrite and say, Lord, 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 I love you. But when it comes time to love me, you find it every reason to hate me. Don't you know who you're hating? I belong to Jesus. If you hate me, that means that you're hating God. You can't say, God, that I love you, but you hate me. Hallelujah, I'm saved.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We say, God, I serve you. But when it comes time to help me, you won't help me do nothing. You will hinder me. You will hurt me with your mouth and with your hand. And you will get somebody else to come into agreement with you to help you hurt. Are you really in Christ?
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
study. Show thyself approved unto God. A workman not needing to be ashamed of who you are. Hallelujah. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And the truth
thank
is,
you, Lord.
If Jesus Christ be on the inside of you, you will produce all the spiritual gifts that he have came on the inside of you to do. Hallelujah. And even if you mess up, you still got Jesus to look to. You got to look to for you to get back on track. Now that's love. That's a fact. But you got to have faith in that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the word of God be for the people of God. Amen. There might be one. Hey. There might be one that's ready to give their life over to Christ. You realize that today, what you heard today, that it is the truth. And what you thought to be truth, your own truth, is far from the truth. You thought that you couldn't love nobody because you've been hurt so much. You've been hated on. But that's a lie. That's why we got Jesus. So you first have to be born again for you to understand that you can love somebody, but you have to be born again first. You have never prayed the prayer of salvation. Today, let that be today. Jesus is coming again, y'all. He's coming again. And he's coming again for his church without spot or wrinkle. Don't you be caught slipping. Don't you be caught in that place full of fear. If you know that and you know you want to be changed today, your desire to be changed, then salvation is the way. The most important thing that you can do. But see, this is the invitation. The doors of the churches are open. Will you come today? All you have to do is just press 1 on your telephone. Press 1. And Apostle Talanika and I, we will help you to pray our salvation. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Will you come? If you have already prayed the prayer of salvation, you are already saved, but somehow you're still full of fear, then guess what? Here is Jesus Christ for you to come to. Will you press 1? Will you press 1? Will you come back to Christ? Hallelujah. Will you be placed back in faith? Will you come? Will you press 1? You know who you are. Will you come? Somebody is needing prayer. Hallelujah. By your faith, you come. By your faith, you come. You come. By faith, knowing that all that you're coming to God for, that it shall be done. You come. You come. Will you press 1? You're looking for a church home. Don't be full of fear. That's a fear fact. Don't be full of fear. Be full of faith. So you come. Hallelujah. If you're looking for a church home, don't be full of fear. Will you come? We would love to be your shepherd. We would love to be your pastor. Apostle Talanika and I, we will love for you to be a part of us. Hallelujah. So we're only going to love on you. We're going to tell you the truth, the word of truth. Hallelujah. Everybody wants to have the truth. You want to know the truth. That's all I have to give. It's the truth. By example, I got the truth because God has given it to me. Hallelujah. And I'm here to give it to you. In the name of Jesus. Will you press 1? Amen. Apostle Talanika, will you pray? Will you pray for us, please?
We thank God for all those who have fought. Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask that you bless every heart, mind, and soul on today, oh God. With the word that went forth, oh God, that we will operate completely in faith, oh God. Oh Lord, trusting you for all things in the name of Jesus Christ, understanding and know once and for all that you did not give us the spirit of fear. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you've given us love, power, and a sound mind to operate in this life, oh God, that we will be effective, oh God, for your kingdom. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, those that are dealing with any sickness or ache, pain, or discomfort, we pray for deliverance right now, oh God, for healing, oh God. Let there be a breakthrough in their healing on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you pour back into your son all that he poured out, Lord God, every virtue, oh God, and every fiber of his being on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord, when you bless your son on today, oh God, bless your minister, oh God, that you called him, oh God, your prophet, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, when you multiply, oh God, multiply him, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and your favor, oh God, and your goodness. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Bless each and everyone here in Sunday service on today and all their purpose and heart to be on the line today, oh God, in this situation. Lord, we ask you divinely to intervene and turn it all around for our good. For we know you, Father God, to be a God. Hallelujah, to make a way out of no way. So we thank you, Lord God, for being our way maker and our promise keeper, our light in the darkness, our provider, our healer, our peace, amen, our joy, the God of more than enough. We love you. We thank you for loving us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. At this time, you all, we're going to take our tithes and offering. If you have those, you can send those over to us. If you have Cash App, to Pastor Chantel. And if you need another means of sending those over, just give us a call on our church line, not the church service line, but our church line. Amen. So let us pray as we bless our tithes and offerings that are given today. Father God, we thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts, hallelujah, and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. In the name of Jesus Christ, and as we give freely and not from compulsion, but for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the greatest gift of your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Father, and we ask that you would use us and all we have as you will, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Our church announcements today, August 9, 2021, here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, where senior pastors, Pastor Doris, amen, and Apostle Dominique Manning. On Mondays, we have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Our prayer line is 732-434-2510. Again, that number is 732-434-2510, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Join us for intercessory prayer. Bring your prayer request to the altar where we come, touching and agreeing, combining our faith with yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wednesday, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on the church line, 845-277-9213, which we have our Sunday service. Saturday's afternoon, Central Standard Time, we have our lead lessons. Join us at 12. Those classes or lessons are from 12 to 1245. So join us here on our church line, 845-277-9213. And Sundays, we have two services, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you can meet us at 10 a.m., please do so. If not 2 p.m., we'll work just fine on both. Come and receive from Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. Amen. And happy birthday and happy anniversary to those who are celebrating your birthdays in the month of August, or your wedding anniversary, or the birth of a child. Congratulations. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. May God continue to bless you, God, to keep you, prosper you, and protect you in all your ways. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank Pastor Manning again for the word that went forth, the faith factor, the fear factor. Amen. Which one are you? Which one do you operate in? Are you operating in the fact of faith or in the fact of fear? Hallelujah. Understanding by what was preached on today, where you're standing today. And if you're operating in fear, hallelujah, but operate according to what God has called you to do, so walk by faith and not by sight, and trust in God every step of the way. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing, and then Pastor Manning will close us out with the benediction on today. Hallelujah. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, we bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together and we say, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I pray that the Holy Spirit was able to touch every heart, every mind. Amen. I hope you was able to receive something out of that. You know, you feel you need to get a little bit more. You know, you do have 2 Timothy. Read the book of 2 Timothy. Read 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. Maybe you can get a more of a revelation if you need a little bit more. But I challenge every single one before we go. I want to challenge you to do something. I want to challenge you to physically get a piece of paper and a pen, a line down the middle of it, put faith factor on one side and fear factor on the other side. And I want you to be genuinely true about it. I want you to put every single thing in the right place. If it's something that you fear, write it down. Write it down. Because it's everything that you fear, there is the word of God. There's the word of God. And I know every single one of us, you know, we have something, you know, that we fear. You know, so write it down. On the fear side, write fear factor, write it down. And I want you to go to the word of God. You got cell phones and Syria. You got Google. You know, Google it. But everything that you fear, I want you to find what the word of God says. If you believe in that, I challenge you. If you believe that you can find something for what's on the inside that's causing you to fear, and you find it and you trust it and believe it, I promise you that very thing that you're fearing, you can be able to move from that and move into have faith in what God says. That's my challenge for you. Apostle, my challenge, that's my challenge for you. That's my challenge for myself and every single body that's in attendance this afternoon. In the name of Jesus. I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, amen.
Amen,
we love you
amen.
Here. The Rock Public Ministry. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. God the Father, you know, they love you more. You are the apple of his eye. You're the focus of his delight. Remember, if you don't remember anything else, Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus is Lord. God bless you, and may God keep
Amen.
You. And have a blessed Sunday evening.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear that.
Back. You fill me with love, so again.
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get there.